Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Pulling out bangers all day.
Hey, look at you over there pointing. What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, let's let it play.
7:03 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
We'll send Steve Winwood a check.
Yeah, okay. Man.
Here comes the hook.
Is this the hook?
Take it up. And he faded it out, you loser, Joe.
So there was a tweet yesterday sent out that the Ravens' next offensive coordinator needs to run a pro-style offense. And Lamar Jackson not only liked it, but he commented on it, agreeing with that. Now, let me go back to something that I've been saying all year long. I hate when the Ravens say that they've put together the offense for Lamar Jackson. How are you putting together an offense for a man who didn't get here running that offense? He didn't run a pistol. Greg Roman ran a pistol in San Fran. Greg Roman ran a pistol in Buffalo. Lamar Jackson didn't run a pistol in Louisville. He didn't have double tight ends unless one of those tight ends was spread out in a slot out away from the line of scrimmage. You have double tight ends. Very seldom he had a fullback. You got a 300-pound fullback. What offense are you running for Lamar Jackson? And Lamar Jackson, not only we always speculate what he was thinking, Jeremy, when we say he liked it. No, he didn't just like it. He commented on it.
And look, I have no problem with him commenting on it either. Right now, technically, he is a free agent. Ravens are going to franchise him. Say what, like, if you haven't said this behind the scenes, I mean, this should have been said a long time ago. I don't have to run this offense. I don't have to run this, you called it a high school offense, which I think is just being kind.
That one of my buddies was a high school coach said, don't you ever call that a high school offense again.
No, but in all seriousness, like, that's what you need to see. That's the next progression for him, and we've been waiting for it. Like, don't sit here and tell me he's got to be this running quarterback the entire time. Eventually, you'd like him to get better in the pocket, become a better pocket passer, better on the deep balls, all the things that people like to knock him on. But when you're giving him limited opportunities to do that, and it's run, get knocked around, run, you know, like, I get it when it's working, it's fine. But in this league, the benefits are in the passing game. They all of them.
Yeah. In fact, they reward you for passing the football. Yes. That's what they want. And I mean, you get more calls passing the football. You get more holding calls downfield than you get behind the line of scrimmage or at the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
Because they want you to pass the football.
They do want you to pass the football. I mean, it's, you know, it's pretty clear that they've geared everything in this league, from, you know, the way games are officiated to the, you know, who we cite as our MVPs. It's a quarterback every year. They want passing in this league. Period. They just do. They've made it that way. They've enabled teams to do it easier. The fact that they're pass interference is still a spot foul, you know, as opposed to college. It's a tremendous advantage.
410-583-1057. That's the number. By the way, the tweet was from Emory Hunt. He says, let me get this out here before folks start wrongly accusing the Ravens' search for a new offense or for a new OC. Lamar Jackson ran a pro-style offense in college at Louisville under Bobby Petrino. I've also been trying to inform people that when Bobby Petrino was a head coach in college, his offense was regarded as one of the most sophisticated, complex offenses in all of college football. Yet, for some reason, you all have the narrative that Lamar can't read an offense or read a defense. When he ran one of the most sophisticated offenses in all of college football. Where do you all get facts from? Some yahoo sits on air and tells you something, or on TV and tells you something, and you run with whatever you want to believe without knowing the facts. The guy ran a pro-style offense that was considered to be very sophisticated and complicated. So he's not a moron. 410-583-1057. Dez Bryant also tweeted out, Lamar's ability alone makes up a lot, and I know firsthand the Ravens have some hard-working talent receivers. You can't showcase who you truly are unless you get some legit opportunities. Lamar, electrifying ability and highly misused and misunderstand is a sense. He's saying basically, you know, he thinks the receivers are better than advertised. Ed, and he's saying he knows firsthand because he was here.
Yeah, he does. And I believe that.
That's
from
Dez Bryant.
Yeah, I think that's true, actually. I mean, look. I think we seem to all be in agreement that it wasn't the receivers, it was the scheme. I mean, you can't help, I can't blame them that they're running within 5 yards of each other on routes.
Well, let's be honest, as a coach, if you see that happening, aren't you correcting it? Isn't it something like this? Isn't the first time you've seen that happen?
No.
Like guys are in the same area, teams are running a zone, and you've got two guys in the same spot. You're either sitting in an area or you're flooding a zone to try to open something up, you know? Like it just. I don't know. I didn't get what they were doing here for a long time. And I saw some of the goofy statements from people talking. Like, nobody's dissing Greg Roman. Greg Roman is one of the best running game coordinators, creators of a philosophy here since, you know, what we talked about with the zone blocking schemes that the Denver Broncos were doing years ago. You know, it is. The running games had been fantastic. But you still have to look at everything on the whole because he wasn't using one of the guys. And Rob's pointed out, plenty of times, it's an either-or offense.
Yeah.
Why can't both guys... Like, we watched a game this year where Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle both went off against the Ravens, mm-hmm. right? Both of them went off. Why couldn't Likely and Andrews have a good game together? We've seen that before when we had double tight ends here. We've had Ed Dixon score touchdowns and Dennis Pitta have good games when they were together. We had it with Hayden Hurst and Mark Andrews early on. I don't know. It was time.
By the way, Lamar Jackson, I don't think I said it. His response was just simply, thank you, with hands held together. Let's go out to the phone lines right now. Bel Air, Greg. What's up, Greg?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Yeah, Rob, I totally agree with you. I mean, I don't think that they built this offense for Lamar. I think they built this offense right around Greg Roman's limitations as a coach.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that what he's not capable of scheming an effective passing attack, so they made an offense that didn't really need an effective passing attack, and so but they kept saying it. They built it for Lamar. They haven't used this guy's full potential, and 5 years have gone by, and you don't really know how good of a passer he can be. They keep comparing him to like, oh, this could be like a Michael Vick type of quarterback. I don't think that's the right comparison. I think Lamar's upside or his peak or his max that he could end up being is what Steve Young was. But he's never going to get there, or he's never going to have an opportunity to get there if they don't actually do this. And I'm shocked that we're talking about this now, but 5 years went by, and there's no accountability for Harbaugh since he's been watching this year after year after year and keeping Roman there and not saying anything.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate that, Greg. 410-583-1057. Ed and Towson. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I kind of like the last thing that guy said is John Harbaugh kept him there. And as a head coach, you have to know the totality of an offense. One thing, and I'll let y'all go. One thing I saw that San Francisco did, and see, we're talking about passing. Passing will enhance the running game. Why? What does San Francisco do? They put Deebo Samuels beside McCaffrey in what's called a bunch formation. And bunch formation is simply two or three receivers, trips, real close to the end of the line, like real close to the box. And what makes that difficult? I've heard this from defensive coaches. When they break out, you have no idea. You got to play zone pretty much off of that because you have no idea who to cover. Yeah. Now, Rob.
Because you don't know where they're going.
What do you do?
Yeah.
Exactly. Rob, off of that, what do you do? That enhances your running game. I saw a coach, I told you a couple weeks ago, college coach was drawing this stuff up on the board. you bring Debo in motion out of that bunch formation. Now, you either got to honor Debo or you got to leave it like it is. And if you don't honor Debo, then what I'm going to do? Purdy's going to hand it off to Debo coming in on a trap or something like that. There are so many things you can do off of the passing game that is running base because we're passing the ball now. That is what drove me crazy about the Ravens. I agree. They got the pieces. Formations is what screws up defenses. It's not the people. It's the formations. Now, when they get to the line of scrimmage, it's another story. But that's what I don't understand. And what the guy said last, if you're a head coach who knows the totality of an offense, then you can make those suggestions, and that's what worries me about Harbaugh.
Hey, Ann, thanks a lot for the call. 410-583-1057. Up next, Jeremy Kahn, World of Stupid.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun here. We're going to talk about how old is too old to breastfeed. And I'm not talking about for an older woman. I'm talking about for a child. We also have an interesting story where we're going to talk about Florida, man. We have we got a serial pooper. It's happening at Joe's Crab Shack. We'll talk about that. And lastly, this is
Stone Clog place?
Yeah. This is more of a chain, not the
Stone Crab.
Yeah, we'll chat about it. But a guy that's 23 years old. What? What's so funny? Is it's he worried reaction. About the one he's got? Is that the one you go to?
Yeah. Beat this guy's ass.
Listen. Listen to the headline. I'm dating a 23-year-old woman.
Right when you said.
Who looks like an 8-year-old girl. I got to show you the photos of this and see if you think this is creepy. We will talk about it in the World of Stupid here on The Fan.
Is it what I said?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Florida man dubbed pooping perpetrator. Assault by police over Joe's Crab Shack break-in. Which Joe's Crab Shack do you go to?
I'm not telling you. You go first.
No, tell me. I'll be honest. Which one do you go to?
I don't know the address.
It's not in Fort Myers?
No.
All right, so you're in the clear. This pooping perpetrator, allegedly, well, they got him on video, so I guess I still have to say allegedly, but on January 21st, a man caught on surveillance video broke into Joe's Crab Shack in Fort Myers. He allegedly climbed through a small window that he broke prior to stealing multiple items. Put on an old Joe's Crab Shack hat and walked around the place and then decided to defecate on the floor.
Wow. Wow.
Is the bathroom door locked?
It's all fun and games.
Fort Myers Police Department released 4 pictures and 2 videos, hopefully of the guy's face and not of his actions. Yeah, I'm seeing one of the pictures now. A backwards hat on. Anyone with information, they would like them to call the Fort Myers Police. So I think you're in the clear, Ed. Nobody took a dump where you usually sit.
Not yet.
You go to Joe's Crab Shack. Not yet. 2 stories I want to spend a little bit more time on. This one here, I still breastfeed my 5-year-old son. People say that's abuse, but I don't care. Lauren McLeod, who has her son Bowie, maybe it's Bowie, I guess, who is 5 years old. Bowie? 29-year-old parent also isn't here for the trolls who claim she's abusing her kid by continuing to offer her breast milk to him. I never thought I'd be breastfeeding my child at age 5, but I'm like any other mom, doing the best I can for my children, or just giving in every single time. The defiant Australian said the act is not weird or sexual and is completely normal. Do any of you guys find this normal? I'll start with you, Rob. Breastfeeding a 5-year-old.
No, I don't. I'm not an expert in breastfeeding. I don't know what doctors say or when they say you should stop, but it's just something that doesn't look... The optics.
You usually got to hold
it. If the kid can ask for it verbally, it's too late.
Okay.
Yeah.
What so, if he does it with the hand signals? Like, you know, like...
That's an infant.
Like, you know...
Well, you go left to right like that.
Well, I mean, maybe he's really hungry. I mean, he's 5. He's got a lot to eat, right? It's like putting 2 straws in a drink. I don't know why this weirds me out so much. And there's the pictures from the New York Post that they didn't blur out anything. That's interesting. But yeah, like I don't get weirded out of people breastfeeding in public or anything like that. That's, you know, it's your choice. Whatever you want to do, you feel comfortable and somebody's hungry. But if you started breastfeeding a toddler, we're talking about a 60-month-old. Is that what she calls him now? That's my 60-month-old. Lady, he's 5. You stop doing the months. It's 5.
Yeah, what do you stop doing the months? At 2?
I think at 2.
I guess.
But this kid is just, I mean, there's so many pictures of him with 5 years old with Tatas in his mouth. I mean, it's just unbelievable. That not weird anybody out? No, just me?
Yeah.
It
wears us out. I think it's ridiculous.
Rob said he wasn't an expert in breastfeeding. Usually you hold it like this and, like, you know. No? All right. Anyway. Let's go.
If you see that in public, a 5-year-old, what are you watching? Are you watching him or her?
I couldn't take my eyes off of it. The whole thing. I'd have been like, the hell is that? Does he got a... what? Yeah. It would weird me out. This... I'm interested to see how you guys feel.
Meal?
No. It's like Jim Carrey, me, myself, and Irene. She looks down and he's going, yes. What? So here's the headline. I'm dating a 23-year-old woman who looks like an 8-year-old girl. I'm not a creep. Now, I showed Rob the pictures, Ed, while you were gone. Can you see the screen here?
Yeah. He's trying to make sure that's not his Joe Schatt.
23-year-old girl that looks 8, right? Would you say she looks like she's 10 or younger?
She's tiny.
Yeah. She's more than half this guy's size. And they're dating.
Good for his confidence, I guess.
Well, hold on. So let me ask these questions here, because I
couldn't.
I mean, this is... Technically, it's okay because she's old enough, right?
Yeah.
You'd want her to try to live as normal a life as she possibly can.
I wanted to, but I couldn't. Because every time I looked at her, I would see an 8-year-old.
But yeah, but you are sensing what I'm sensing right here is I don't wonder about her. I wonder about him.
Exactly.
Dan Swigert, 26, recently began romancing reality star Shauna Ray, whose growth was stunted due to treatment she received as a child for brain cancer. Ray, who weighs 50 pounds and is 3'10" tall, is the subject of the TLC reality series I Am Shauna Ray.
How tall is she?
3'10".
3'10"?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen. Like you said, you want her to live a normal life. And, you know, I'm sure that's for somebody. I just couldn't.
She would.
Hey, look at this guy's jacket.
Who cares about this guy's
jacket? It's all the way up. How does he see out of that?
I'm talking about this little woman.
Look at his jacket, Jeremy. He's zipping all the way up.
So, the point being, it's very important to remember that Shauna is an incredible 23-year-old woman who has a disability, he explained. So, as you are building a connection with her, it's important to acknowledge her disability and look past that and build it with who she is as an individual. I think this has so many layers of what's right, what's wrong. Yeah. And, I mean, ultimately, you want her to live a happy life.
Of course. Yep.
I just don't know.
And good for him.
It really?
She's legal. All the way.
Okay.
Seriously, I couldn't. Because every time I look at her, I see a little girl.
Yeah.
I already had somebody tweet and said, nah.
Yeah, I couldn't.
It's not happening. Swigert, who hails from the UK, appears in the second season of I Am Shauna Ray, where he's seen forging a connection with the pint-sized star. But the Brit has been blasted by viewers with someone saying he's sick for thinking Ray is a legitimate love interest. Yes, she's 23, but she looks and talks like an 8-year-old. She also does not act like a mature woman. She is childlike, one critic claimed.
Her voice is affected, too?
Yeah.
So this woman is not supposed to ever be with anybody because of that. I mean, I get both sides, you know?
People go live their own lives.
Really. Yes, I get both
sides.
She's
an age. She's a grown woman.
Yeah. We're weirded out because of how she looks and how she sounds. He's not. She can't go the rest of her life being with no one because of how she looks and sounds.
100%.
It's just not for me.
Yeah. So you look at it and you go, something's wrong here. I'm happy for you. I got questions for you, mister.
Well, my question would be, did the defect, you know, from the whatever treatment just affect her, or is now genetically altered where if she had children, they'd be 3'10"?
Or could she have children?
Well, that too, yeah. But if she could, I mean, would they, you know, live that life too?
If so, I wouldn't have kids.
No, me either.
That's the end of your world of stupid. She go up on him? Never mind.
What?
Shovels at 7:45. Don't ask him to say it again. The Orioles have 8 players in the top 100 prospects. Do we still need to be patient with the Orioles franchise? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Big Bad Update from the Yard. On 105.7 The Fan.
7:32 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Baltimore Orioles guys have 8 players in the top 100 prospects list. You know, we talk so much about signing free agents, but this team is still building to the future, Ed. 8 top 100 prospects on the list for the Orioles.
I can't believe how well they're doing with it, but I can with this team, with this, you know, the team running the team. Pretty impressive, really. I mean, it's just, and look, they were in the playoff race last year. Mm-hmm. You got to keep that in mind. Like, you know, for all the pain we've gone through the last couple of years, they were a lot of fun to watch last year. And I'm anticipating more this year, so I'm pretty excited.
8 prospects, the top 8, number 1 overall, Gunnar Henderson, number 16, Grayson Rodriguez. This is the number they are on the list.
So he's 16 overall, Rodriguez.
Number 6.
Six?
Number 6 overall.
Oh.
Grayson Rodriguez. Number 15 overall is Jackson Holliday. So they have three in the top 15.
That's incredible.
Number 41, Colton Cowser. Number 75, D.L. Hall. Number 76, Jordan Westberg. So let's go back. They have five in the top 75. Jordan Westberg, number 76. 93, Connor Norby. And number 95, Joey Ortiz.
That's really impressive.
Yes, it is. So my question is, Jeremy, should we still display a little patience with this organization, being that they still have all these prospects? Or are you ready to go out and get free agents now and trade these guys?
Well, I've been ready to get free agents and go out and make moves. But again, I trust the front office. They're a little bit ahead of schedule where they thought they might be with how the season finished. I think that then puts expectations upon, or fans get expectations for how the players should be and how the season should look. Like, we even had it. We were talking about who they were going to grab in the offseason when they said it's takeoff or liftoff from here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still fine with everything they're doing. Like, it's a business model to set us up for, you know, the future, to make that window larger for a long period of time, as opposed to, yeah, hey, we're here, it's fun, we got to the playoffs, and now we got to rebuild again. Mm-hmm. Hey, we're back. It's, you know, they're showing you that they're drafting and developing, and this is something they haven't done since I've been on radio here in Baltimore.
And when you are a top prospect for Baseball America, now all of a sudden, hey, you want somebody big, then Connor Norby and Colton Cowser package them for someone big. And I'm not saying those two guys are rumored. I'm just throwing those two guys out.
Yeah.
You know, you want somebody big, go get Jordan Westberg and package him with somebody, go get you a pitcher that has, you know, 3 years left on under team control or something like that. That's how you parlay that into something. An organization that has multiple pitching prospects but no infield prospects.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly how you do it. I mean, I had no idea they had that many top prospects again. Having number 1, 6, and 15 is incredibly. Think about this. I mean, think of how many baseball teams there are, all the people in their farm systems. Mm-hmm. Out of that, we have three in the top 15. That's incredible.
Think about this. And out of these eight, only two of them have made their major league debuts, and that's Gunnar Henderson and D.L. Hall. Yeah. The rest of these guys haven't sniffed the majors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was Joe got something?
This is Mike Elias. He was on Inside Access last Friday. This is his comment on what these guys mean to trade talks.
It does matter a little bit. I think, you know, teams are very smart right now and very confident in their internal evaluations of other teams' players, and they go off of those. But to see that validation, like you said, I guess there's a PR element to it, and you know, the lists themselves, at least at one point in time, had predictive value that you could demonstrate. And I've never been a part of this, but I've heard of teams having the rankings in their internal models and things. So it does matter. You know, these groups, these publications have good contacts and spend a lot of time on it, and you know, it's the best instrument we have for kind of polling the scouting community.
Let me go one step farther, Jeremy. When teams were operating a couple of years ago with the Dodgers, including the Orioles, because they had so many top prospects, you could tell them, well, this guy's not in the top 100, but he's right behind this guy. And you could package other guys together because of the reputation you have of developing young stars. Orioles don't necessarily have to trade these guys. They're now developing the reputation of developing. So now they can trade off somebody else for maybe that second-level guy that they want.
Yeah, and we were all talking about the shortstops that were going to be out there, and how soon would Jackson Holliday get here? And are you going to sign a guy to a long-term deal that could possibly block him? We were mentioning, you brought up trades. Like, do you package prospects and maybe a player or a prospect and a player? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's something to go get yourself a frontline pitcher. And the Twins did just that.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the guys I was interested in for the Orioles was Pablo Lopez. And on Friday, we didn't get a chance to talk about it because it happened later in the day. But Luis Arraez, who was, you know, I don't know if he finished the season winning the batting crown or not, but he was up there, you know, but he's more of a set the table. He's not going to hit a lot of home runs, you know, basically a singles hitter, but you can put him at the top of the order and he plays solid defense on the infield. So they got a couple of prospects and Pablo Lopez for him, and the deal with Lopez was his contract was ending. So I'd almost like to see the Orioles do something similar to that where they bring in another starter. Maybe it's not this year. Maybe it's next year they look for that because they want to see some of these guys.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So, Ed, with all of these prospects, do you think maybe Oriole Nation still needs to have a little bit of patience and this team becoming a legitimate contender?
Yeah, because you want, you know, you don't want to have, as we talked about, you don't want to have a good year and that's it, or a good 2 years. You want to be a good team for the next 5-10 years. And with all these young players, that's really, it's looking pretty bright now. Let's think about it. You know, it's the teams that are good, the teams in the division.
Mm-hmm.
The Rays are good every year. I mean, I don't know how they do it down there, but they're good every year. The Yankees are always in it, of course, because the Yankees, they spend money. The Blue Jays have been good. They're consistently good. I'd like to be one of those teams.
We've often said, for years we said, we can't be the Yankees. We can't be the Mets. Well, we didn't say the Mets back then. We can't be the Dodgers. Well, you can't go out and buy talent. You have to develop talent. Eight of the top 100.
Yeah.
Eight of the top 100. So that, I mean.
That's how the Rays did it.
That doesn't tell you that's all the great talent they have. That's just 100 kids, 100 players. You know, you go beyond that. If they did the top 150, how many would you have? Mm-hmm. Which still is pretty good.
And then according to different publications, like, you know, you might see even more there or if you spread it out to 150. But there's a lot of talent in this farm system. Now becomes the difficult part of which ones to part with. Because you know there are going to be fans that fall in love with some of your own. And that's what I was saying at the major league level. Like, I mean, with all due respect to some of the guys we've seen, Mountcastle, Austin Hayes, like, is there any thought of packaging one of those guys in a prospect to get better at a certain position? And I like both those guys, so I'm not saying, oh, they have to trade them to get, but like, there were, those were some of the things we were talking about at the end of the season. Is it something we see from the O's?
Yeah, but think about how impressive this is. There's 30 teams in baseball. I don't know how many minor leaguers each team has, but it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So you multiply that, and then you look at the top 100 from that pool. That's incredible.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The Ravens want to keep their offensive identity while still evolving. Can they do both? We'll talk about that at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, Ed Norris, got a shovel for us?
Yeah, I do. It's about travel. It's going to go to a certain airline that caused the biggest travel fail during the holidays, and you know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe what they're doing now. We'll talk about that in a second.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at 1057TheFan, hashtag BBMS, hashtag shovels next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
The biggest idiots deserve the big bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
1057 The Fan.
Time to give the shovel at 7:47 in the a.m. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text. 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at 1057TheFan, hashtag BBMS, hashtag shovels. Ed Norris will get your shovel.
Southwest Airlines. Listen, we have this relationship. I give you money several times a month. You take me where I gotta go. When you screw up, you owe me, like everybody else.
You owe me, owe me, owe.
This is what happened. If you remember during the holidays, I had to take an emergency day off because my flight was canceled, along with 2,500 other flights around the country of Southwest. 2,800 flights were canceled that weekend for various reasons. The next closest airline had 83 flights canceled, not 2,500. So you guys screwed up big time. Then they sent out a message that they're going to make good on it.
Okay.
So they did pay. They refunded my ticket because they didn't get on the plane. So that's, you didn't do me any favors there. They had a goodwill gesture of 25,000 points to fly. That's only about $300. So you're talking about a flight, maybe a flight and a half. And then they said submit receipts for everything else, like if you rented a car, if you took another flight, any meals you had to buy, hotel rooms, etc. So I did. I uploaded the receipt, the agenda and receipt for my Allegiant flight. I uploaded the meals and that it has paid for. I just got an email back. That's been, I don't know, a month later.
Uh-huh.
We need to, we're turning this down because we need verification. We need you to send receipts. I sent the receipts. And now instead of just being able to attach a receipt and sending it to this email, you can't respond to the email. I've got to fill the whole thing out again, which was a lengthy form because you got to have your confirmation number, your flight number, the date, the this, the that, all your information. I'm like, why do I have to do this all over again, folks? And why do you not, like, you couldn't do any better. I also asked for drink. I haven't had drink coupons in years. I'm an A-list member. Why did it, you know, why? Just why? Why? Why do you treat me so poorly? I'm nice to you guys. I give candy to the flight crew.
Why are you going to be like that?
Why are you going to be the way you are? Big corporation like that. You suck. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to head down to Florida, and I'm going to give my shovel to Florida woman who told cops that the crack pipe found during a strip search was, in fact, a sex toy.
Wow.
A Florida woman claimed a crack pipe found protruding from her vagine during a strip search was actually a sex toy. Carmella Ann Maines, 57, was taken into custody after she failed to show up to a court appearance for shoplifting charges. But while Maines was being processed at the county jail, a body scan revealed an anomaly in her genital area. I think that's the first time I've heard the words genital area put together. When officials conducted a strip search of the suspect, they found a glass crack pipe that was protruding from the defendant's vagina. Ugh, and they show a picture of it. You know what? I'm done with this story. Good God. Ugh. She then tried to explain that the object was actually a sex toy, consistent with a pipe commonly used to smoke crack cocaine and covered with burnt markings.
I found a gun up there once.
A gun?
Small one, yeah.
It was a small one?
Yeah.
The gun
22.
Or the... Oh, the gun was small.
Yeah.
I didn't... I'm just...
Was it loaded?
Yes.
Oh.
The gun or
yeah.
the... Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Was little, you know those little 22s that people were carrying around their necks?
Yeah.
It was like really small, like this big. It was like a little Derringer.
But still, it was loaded.
Yeah. It only have like one bullet in it?
Two or four, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pat! Pat! Pat!
Will you stop shooting that little thing?
Stop it!
I gave it to the Cowboys yesterday, a player. Today, I'm going to give it to the coaches. Yeah. Kellen Moore, and Mike McCarthy, that final play of the game. I just can't believe what I saw. I watched it again yesterday, and now I'm reading the response. This is from Mike McCarthy. Which is, you know, the more Mike McCarthy talks, the more clueless he seems. The guy seems clueless. He says, it didn't get going. He talked about the play. I really don't want to get into the detail of it, but that obviously wasn't the plan. It's obviously a gadget play or whatever. It's the last play situation call that we practice. And it looked like they practiced that to you. It looked like they practiced that to you, Jeremy. That last play by the Cowboys. That was awful.
That was terrible, yeah.
That was awful.
You mean the one where Zeke got, they still have a chalk outline of him on the field.
Yeah. I mean, my God, you practiced that?
Do you remember when the Colts did that and everybody killed them because they actually snapped the ball? And then the two defensive linemen pushed the center down to the ground and just tackled the quarterback. It's like, what are you? When did this work? When?
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Matthias in Randallstown. What's up, Matthias?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I'm gonna say this real quick before I get to orders. This is me hating on the Bengals right now. I still don't believe that they're better than the Ravens. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care about none of their receivers, their quarterback, nothing. They still not better than the Ravens. You can't sit here and tell me that if we didn't get that ball across the line, that it'd be a different game, a different situation. We're talking about something completely different.
So they would have won.
That's me hating. That's me hating. So, second, I don't think the Ravens are anywhere near a Super Bowl right now, especially with the way our offense is set up. Our receivers, just staying within the division, are nowhere near the level of receivers of anybody else in the division. Browns, Pittsburgh, the Bengals, like, we're not even close. Like, Duvernay's cool, Bateman's cool, Andrews is cool, Likely is cool and all, but we just not there.
Well, then, Matthias, can I ask you a question? If you think the Ravens are better than Bengals, but we're not anywhere near a Super Bowl team right now, and the Bengals went last year and likely are going again, in my opinion, how does that work out then? What do you mean, the personnel is better on the Ravens?
Personally speaking, I think defensively, like we're just like defensively as a team with the addition of Roquan Smith, our young draft picks. I think we're just miles defensively better than everybody.
That's a top five defense.
But Matthias, to me, and I agree with Ed, if they're better at something than the Bengals, a team that's in the AFC Championship game, you can't say they're nowhere near a Super Bowl. Marcus in Baltimore has a shovel. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
How you doing?
I want to give my shovel to John Harbaugh. It was all great when they were saying he was looking at, you know, Eric Bieniemy and Frank Wright. I'm even cool with that. And the Vikings pass game coordinator. But I read a report yesterday that he was looking at the offensive coordinator from the Denver Broncos. Don't Harbaugh this up, my guy. Like, I think Robs came out and said that, you know, the last John Harbaugh hire, like, all his offensive coordinators haven't been good. And the last one he liked, which is Kubiak, wasn't his hire. Like, don't Harbaugh this up, my guy. Like, please, like, come on, man. Like, really? Like, that offense stunk. Like, it stunk.
Team stunk.
Like, it flat out stunk. Like, why are we looking at this guy? So what? His run game was great. Don't do that. Don't do that. We got a chance here. We got a chance to rewrite the wrongs. You messed up letting Roman stay for the last 2 years past his prime. Like, let's not do this. Don't Harbaugh this up. That's all I got to say.
Thanks a lot. By the way, speaking of offensive coordinators, the Patriots just hired Bill O'Brien as their new offensive coordinator. So he's going back home. Left Alabama, headed back home.
Yeah, they were leaving Matt Patricia. The story was they were letting him go as soon as the Detroit Lions were done paying him. Unless they're going to bring him back as another type of coach, but Patricia's done as the offensive coordinator.
Was he ever the offensive coordinator, or was he just a play caller?
I mean, is there a big difference in that, or was he just calling it in? Somebody else
I thought it was a joint effort in offensive coordinators.
It could be, but Patricia's the guy calling the plays. Yeah. I mean, that's we can sit here and talk about all the jobs in offensive coordinator. I think that's the most important one.
The play caller?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the coordinator puts together the game plan. And that's why I think that's why the young quarterback Mac Jones was so upset, because you had too many hands in.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just a petulant child, too.
Nah, he had reason to be upset, dude.
He was acting like a baby all season.
I mean, look what they gave him. I'm sorry. I'm on his side on this one. NBA Weekly Recap. Jeremy and I give you that at 8:30, but on the other side, the Ravens want to keep their offensive identity but still evolve. Can you do both? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.